You think about the sights that we saw today, and there's something that's central to each and every one of them. Jesus with Peter, which logically would have come toward the end, but we did it first because that's the way it fit in. But what was the real issue there for Peter? It was faith. It was the faith that the Lord would restore him and that the Lord would continue to use him in the way that he planned. In fact, when you look through the Gospel of Matthew, you find at least 15 times that Peter fails. I was teaching a bunch of students in Papua New Guinea, and I said, how would you guys like to have the Apostle Peter here to lead you? And they said, oh, that would be wonderful to have Peter here. That would just be great. And I said, well, let's look at the life of this man. And we went through some of the failures of Peter in the Gospel of Matthew. And by the time we got done, I said, how many of you would like to have Peter for a leader? And they said, no way, that guy was a loser. But the issue was faith. We went to Capernaum. And of course, we saw that it was, again, chronologically after Jesus had fed the multitudes. They followed him because they wanted to be on welfare. If they could put Jesus in a room and just have him breaking bread all day long, everybody would be eating. And he turns the lesson around to draw them to himself and to remind them that he is the bread of life. And he talked, as Lee pointed out today, about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. What he was really speaking about was faith. Once again, the whole issue of what he taught, the whole issue of what he did, comes down to the issue of faith. And over again at all of the sites, that's always what it comes back to. You know, there's something that God values more than anything else on this earth. We have our own system of values as human beings. We value different things. We hold different things to be priceless and precious. But throughout the Scripture, there's one thing that we see that God values above anything else. And that's faith. Just the simple faith of a child. The faith to trust Him and believe what He says when He says it. And it reminded me of a verse that Nan and I have talked about quite a bit over the last few days and weeks. It comes up three times in the New Testament. It originates in the Old Testament, but I'll use Romans 1, 16 and 17 as an example, where Paul's talking about the gospel. And throughout the first 15 verses of the book of Romans, he's talking about how the gospel was something that was anticipated all the way through the Old Testament. How Christ was foretold by the prophets through the Old Testament books. And they anticipated His coming, that He would be of the seed of David according to the flesh, but He would be declared the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead through the power of the Spirit of God. And then he talks about how in the gospel, the power of God is revealed. And how is that? From faith to faith. And then to vindicate and to bolster what he's saying, he says, even as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And it's very interesting because we only become just or justified by faith. When we trust Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that He gives us His righteousness. He gives us His life because He went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And because we have that righteousness as a free gift received in that simple childlike faith, we're called the just, those who have been declared righteous by God. But he goes on then to say that the gospel holds the secret of the power of God from faith to faith. Because it's written, the just shall live by faith. I think what Paul's doing there is setting the stage for the whole book of Romans. We know Romans as the great theological book of the Apostle Paul. It's where he expands and expounds on God's plan to justify sinful men, to declare them righteous, but not to stop there, but to go on and lead them beyond eternal life and into what Jesus called abundant life. He said, I have come that you may have life, that's eternal life, but that you may have it abundantly. And if you stop and think for just a minute, where did Paul get that quote from? The just shall live by faith. Anybody remember? Comes from the Old Testament. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. Do you remember the situation and how it developed? God had revealed to the prophet Habakkuk that the Chaldeans were going to come and overthrow the northern kingdom. They were going to be judged, and in event it happened in 721 B.C. The Assyrians came in and overthrew the northern kingdom. Habakkuk's having a real problem with this because he says those people are vile, those people are evil. This is a horrendous, barbaric, violent, bloodthirsty, terrible people. How can you, who cannot stand the sight of evil, who cannot even bear to look on iniquity, how can you allow this vile nation to come in and destroy your people? And then, at the beginning of chapter 2, Habakkuk says, I'm going to take my place at my post, and I'm going to wait until God rebukes me. He already knows he's got it coming, because he questioned God. He says, I'm going to wait until he rebukes me and see what he says so that I will know how to answer him. And God's response to Habakkuk is this. You're right. They are vile and they are evil. But I'm still going to use them to judge you. And it is going to come and nothing's going to alter it. But the just shall live by faith. Why is this so important to you and I living in the time that we live in? We're living in a time, thankfully it's not happening here, but the world economy is reeling. We're living in a time of what Jesus spoke of as wars and rumors of wars. We are living in one of the most unstable, insecure times that generations have seen. What the future holds, not one of us here can say. And we can question the why and the wherefore of God allowing the world to be going the way it's going. But you know, I think if we were to stand before God and ask Him tonight and say, why are you letting all of these things happen? He would do to us exactly what He did to Habakkuk. You know what He did? He didn't answer him. He didn't give an explanation. He didn't justify his actions. But he would say this, the just shall live by faith. Paul said in the last days, perilous times will come. And I believe we're in those perilous times. But the question in the perilous times is not your ability or my ability to explain it or to understand it or even to make some physical preparation for it. The important thing for you and I in the times in which we live is for us to determine that we are going to live by faith. And our faith is not just in a book. We trust the Word of God. But we trust the Word of God because it's the Word of God. The Bible is a door, it's a window for us to look through to reveal the face of God. And for us to see Him as our Heavenly Father. One of the revolutionary things of Jesus' teaching, when He taught people, your Father in heaven loves you as a father has compassion on his children. He got it all the way from back in Psalm 103 and Psalm 90. As a father has compassion on his children, so God has compassion on those who fear Him. And when you and I come to a point where everything we study from this book and everything that we see at these sites that we're going to strengthens us and bolsters us and brings us to one point, we're going to leave this country better people and better believers. And that is to come to a point where we know our Heavenly Father has everything under control, that He will be faithful, that He is going to care for our needs, that He will carry us in the future as He's carried us in the past, and therefore, whatever may come, whatever we may face, because we've been justified, God's fulfilled the greatest promise. If He can take our sins away and give us His own righteousness, that's the biggest thing. If He can give us the gift of eternal life, that's the biggest thing. Is He able then to do the smaller things? Certainly. So as those who have been justified by faith, let's also learn to live by faith. To go from faith to faith to faith to faith day by day. Something for you to think about. The just shall live by faith. You want to lead us in a song before we finish off? And then I'll just close us out with a prayer. And those of you that are fighting to stay awake, it'll only be another moment or two.